This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
I'm Brian Byers. Kevin Berhaney's with us this morning, as well as Mr. Smith and Mr. Daly. I feel like I'm back in grade school or junior high. Mr. Daly, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. Really, really excited about giving away some money for this mega raffle. So we're really, really excited.
All right. Now, will the Mr. thing be with you all of your life? I mean, once you're a principal, you're kind of always a principal, right?
Yeah, and at one time when I was dean of students before, and my name was Dean for quite a while, and I think that's kind of worn off. I think the Mr. is now starting up, but in 25 years of education, you kind of get used to it.
Hey, Larry, my wife is 60-ish, and to this day, she calls Lowell Brosmer Mr. Brosmer. To this day, and he accepts that. He kind of likes it, I think.
Yeah, and I think we all do. Every time Mr. Brosmer does come in here, that's definitely what we refer to him as. And he still visits us from time to time, and it's always a joy to have him in the building.
Well, Larry Daly is the principal at St. Teed. Larry, let me walk you through some of the stats here. Basically, tuition, and we heard from Ken that you guys are going to have a freeze on tuition costs for this next year because of the pandemic, $7,000, but that only covers about 54% of the operating cost to educate that student. Is that correct?
Absolutely. I mean, our operating cost is well above that, and we have to have these fundraising events to keep the good programs that we have here at St. Teresa. It's very, very important, for helping us educate kids. But, the tuition is it doesn't come close to what we actually spend per student to try to educate students.
Now, you're a relatively small student population, but 95% of your students take part in extracurricular activities or athletics, which is why you've had so much success across the board, not just in sports, but academics. You've got AP and honor courses. I mean, you know, every year you're keeping St. Teresa right up there at the very top. And the number that always blows me away, 99% of your students on an average over the past 5 years go on to either college or the military post-graduation. That has to be a number you're very proud of.
Oh, we're very proud of it. And I just got the news today that 14 of our students in our senior class of 44 have been accepted by the University of Illinois. We have just recently, last year, we did get a student that was accepted to Harvard. We've had students, go to Notre Dame. So, we're sending students to some really prestigious universities. I think our faculty and our program really have a lot to do with that.
Well, the great thing about the U of I, you don't have to switch your colors, right? You can bring everything with you. Just stick with the orange and the blue. Yeah, no doubt about it. Well, if folks want to take a tour or they want to find out more, I know they can go to stteresa.org, and there's a lot of information there, but probably nothing beats just physically seeing the facility themselves and taking a tour and talking to someone.
Oh, I love giving tours. We really, a lot of times when parents and their student come in, we have class going on, so, we stop in. I stopped in several times to Nick's classroom because he really explains all the technology that we have, and he was a big part of putting that together in our computer lab, which, is very exciting. But anytime someone wants to take a tour, I love to give them, give me a call here in my office. We would be happy to oblige.
All right, Larry, we appreciate it. Keep up the great work.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.